Cari fratelli e sorelle, nella liturgia della parola di questa domenica continua la lettura del sesto capitolo del Vangelo di Giovanni.
Pope Benedict XVI prayed the Angelus this Sunday with pilgrims and tourists gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace in Castel Gandolfo. The Holy Father focused his remarks ahead of the Angelus on this Sunday's Gospel reading, which is taken from the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, in which our Lord begins to reveal himself as the bread of life.
Gesù vuole aiutare la gente ad andare oltre la soddisfazione immediata delle proprie necessità materiali, pur importanti.
Though material needs are important, said Pope Benedict, Jesus wants to help people move beyond the immediate satisfaction of them, explaining that the Lord desires to open for us a horizon of existence that is not simply that of the daily concerns of eating, of clothing, and of one's working career. He said Jesus speaks of a food that does not perish, a food that we must seek and welcome. It was a theme to which the Holy Father returned in his English remarks to the faithful following the traditional prayer of Marian devotion.
I welcome all the English-speaking visitor pilgrims present today, and I pray that your stay in Rome will help you to grow closer to the Lord Jesus. In today's Gospel, he says to the people, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Let us put our faith in him. Let us put our trust in his promises so that we may have life in abundance. May God bless all of you.
The Holy Father is in Castel Gandolfo for the month of August, where he's resting and taking time to make progress on literary projects. Late last week, the press office of the Holy See announced that the Pope has completed the third and final volume of his theological work, Jesus of Nazareth. The manuscript is now being translated into the major modern languages. I'm Chris Oltieri.